4-H Gex here.
Patrick, how you doing out there?
I'm doing pretty good. Just starting to get a little rain right here on Highway 11, which is a blessing with everything on fire around here.
Yeah, I've been watching about that on the news this morning. That is good if it's getting some rain. I could use a little rain here at the house. It'd be nice to get it. Everything dries up on.
I know on the way in this morning, it was pretty smoky, and on the ridges, you could see lots of red flashing lights. So hopefully they're getting some relief right now.
That'd be good. I think they even got part of a highway cut off, shut down. I don't remember now what section it was, but hopefully you're not having to come through that area.
I haven't seen any shutdowns. I've made the switch. I'm pulling out in the tool truck now, so I don't think I got Highway 25 shut down anywhere that I know of anyway.
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure they didn't say anything about Highway 25. So, what area are you working in today?
Today, I am in Easley area, over on 123, next to Gary.
Maybe get in and stop by there, visit with him a little bit. The weather lady's saying, you know, we might get a little rain today, so that would be good.
It's raining right now. We just need it to rain like it is the rest of the day, and that'd be great.
That ham fest this past weekend. I'm thinking about the one y'all were talking about going to. I think it was up toward Tennessee somewhere.
Before last, so it was a week prior.
I can't. Not too good at keeping track of events if I don't write them down and make a real conscious effort to go. I don't. It'll slip by and get gone without me going.
I definitely understand that one.
It seems like there's always something to do around here needs to get done, and seems like I spend way too much time going to doctors. I got two doctor's appointments this week, so anyway.
Still here to go to the doctor.
I ain't set up to go to the mortician yet, so I'm still here to go.
Here today.
Getting ready for a fishing trip at the end of the month, but getting my boat ready. Got air in the tires, and I got to get a couple of boat anchors, and need to get another grease cartridge, finish greasing the wheels, and I'm pretty sure I got enough life jackets, and check out my fishing gear, and I done checked out the truck. The oil looks good, and all the fluids are good, and need to check the tire pressure on the truck, you know. A lot of itty bitty things, you know, to get all my ducks in a row to be ready to pull out.
Sounds like fun going fishing. You staying around here, or you actually going off somewhere?
A little ways, going down to Lake Russell. A state park down there's got some cabins, and me and some buddies of mine, we rent a cabin for usually 4 or 5 days, and take a couple of boats down there and do some night fishing and day fishing. And most of the time we don't catch a whole lot of fish. We're not the greatest fishermen in the world, but we still have a great time.
That's what it's more about, is the experience and memories you're making with friends and family.
relationship with friends and family. Well, time for me to get my second cup of coffee, and some of the other guys might be around by now. You have a good, safe day, a good, profitable day, and hopefully I'll catch you in here maybe a little later on today. KF4NXY, be clear on your final.
Great day, and good to hear you this morning, and enjoy that cup of coffee. KO4HKX, mobile.
When I was a kid.
On the gravel road anymore?
Probably yesterday we went out looking in the Jeep. There's actually a site called Gravel Map, and it shows you all the gravel roads in the U.S.
HKX. Yeah, there's still a few of them up around the house, but not like there used to be when we was younger.
We were up where, probably north of Walhalla yesterday, I think.
Probably some up that way still. But people don't want to drive on gravel road anymore. Get your car dirty.
Hear you. We were just out riding and looking. Man, I see they got part of Highway 11 closed down this morning. By the fire by Table Rock. We came through there yesterday, man. You could see it. I'll send you some pics. I got a buddy that lives up there behind Aunt Sue's, and he sent me a pic, and it's like, man, the fire only looks like it's 100 yards from his house. Yeah, Roger, Mike, yeah, it's not far. I'll send you a picture.
It's up in that area, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I forgot about Shane lives up there. That fire, and then 5 more miles down the road, there was some more smoke, and it's like, man, that looks like it's over by a relative's house, and it's over there at Jones Gap. They don't live far from there.
Driving in, I don't know if there was a fire up there or not, but there was sure an awful lot of red flashing lights up on Pinnacle Mountain, which is getting pretty close to my house.
Have any sense, do they?
And Eric, I heard you in there. Go ahead. JKT, KO4HKX.
Good, Ken. How are you guys doing?
You're doing good and having a safe trip so far.
Yeah, doing well over here this morning.
From Marshall this morning?
From him this morning. He checked in on the net last night over the internet, so that's the last communication I've had with him.
Over not far from where those wildfires are in Polk County, I think. So, yeah, interesting time.
They're burning all around up through here.
Yeah, yesterday the road we went to go on in Georgia went, got all the way up there too. It started to turn on and it was gated because of the wildfires, it said.
Often in Polk County for a pizza Friday night, and it was smoky all the way from Shelby all the way over to Ruffton, and of course it got thicker the closer we got over there, but the winds were out of the northwest, but we're all at smoke along 74.
Smoky up in the Brevard Valley yesterday too, so coming over the ridge.
My breakfast up. I got off a little late this morning, but I'll be back in a few minutes. WTJKT.
KO4HKX.
Would get through Lyman on Friday afternoon. Major intersection right there. What is it? 292 and 357, 129.
There with the QT in it.
So they working on the road. They're getting ready to pave that whole intersection, and they had it blocked off to one lane. It's like, man, really? And then they had the sign that says to get over, so close to the problem that, I mean, it didn't give you any time.
Might be better to find another way around for a couple of days.
Tell me this. So we're riding down Wade Hampton Boulevard at Taylor's in Susan's Jeep, and it pops up on the screen. It says emergency vehicle approaching. And it wasn't 30 seconds, and bam, there it was.
About that one, that's a new one on me. I guess that's something they've added to the Google Maps. Up into the tracking on the all the fire first responders vehicles and using that to alert. You know, that's the only thing I could think of.
Yesterday morning, do a short hike around the lower lake there at Paris Mountain. Man, what a cluster that was getting into there.
That time of year that ain't no point trying to get into the tourist trap places.
I always go up a back way cutting through from State Park Road. And man, fortunately I was on the right-hand side to turn in because the line was backed up 20 cars deep on State Park Road trying to turn in.
It is up there at DuPont Forest and Pisgah National Forest. Here it's spring break time and everybody's out. So we get all the tourists in, and once summer gets here, you can forget it. I don't even go near those places.
I was wanting to get a little bit of exercise, try to do some hiking. We did hike the lower lake.
As it is, I'm worried about the people getting up there in the forest and irresponsible and starting a fire somewhere, throwing a cigarette out. Next thing you know, all that's on fire. They don't care. They don't live there. They head to the fires over there in Pickens.
KN4 TSW. I was going through my bad area. Try me again.
How close Ed is to the fires over there in Pickens.
He lives in Clemson, not far from the lake and not far from the college.
Didn't know exactly where he lived over that lake. Around Highway 11 when I left up there. But ain't rained a drop down here.
4 drops hit the windshield a minute ago, but that was about it. Hey, Susan actually got a picture of the helicopter dropped in water.
Nice. I know they had a lot of people just onlooking, causing problems up that way yesterday or the day before. They were putting it out on the news to keep people out of the area.
Nothing about it until I was going out through there and saw the smoke. And then I saw that every entrance that you could possibly get up to the mountain was, all blocked off. And then, but we found a spot that we pulled over where you could have a good view of it.
This morning.
For the doubt, he had to go in early.
I figured I'd give him a chance to get in there.
This was he's overslept. Man, they paved the whole intersection. That's good. Maybe I won't have to fight them this afternoon.
Just a little further down the road.
People come up from a side street and then they test their brakes. They wait till like the last second to stop.
Nowadays, isn't it?
TV just come flying up on the side street. I thought he wasn't going to stop.
I see them do that all the time. And all you can do is cringe. Maybe one day they'll figure it out, but that's not necessarily a good idea.
Print for that, W2JK.
I'm in a motorcycle anymore.
Yeah. Hey, good morning.
Hope you're having a good start to your day, KO4HKX.
Morning, dude, KN4GFW.
2JKT.
He goes, Eric, Patrick. Yeah, I'm just getting moving around here trying to wake up. Yeah, I just heard you guys talking about slamming on brakes like that. I'd be glad when these people learn how to work a four-way stop.
A roundabout. Look at those.
With Shelby, and they're still having a crash today at them.
Check this out, can they?
At a X intersection, they're putting up there at what, G90 and Duncan and the interstate? Instead of driving straight across the bridge, they have you go to the other side of the bridge and cross the bridge and then come back over so that people exiting the interstate have a free turn. They don't have to stop.
People never get where they're going.
That is up around the Asheville Airport where you switch over into oncoming traffic.
How does your car know that an emergency vehicle is approaching? It popped up on Susan's dash yesterday, and sure enough, there was one coming.
Car has any technology like that?
Getting the information from
it. We're pulling that information from a public website that tracks that stuff. I know those vehicles all have GPSs in them, just like the fire trucks and police cars do, and the newer stuff.
Motorcycles, I agree. I loved motorcycles, and we almost got hit one time when Vicky and I were dating, and I never rode one, so I sold it, never rode one since.
Way too dangerous. Maybe if I lived out west somewhere or something, but it's just way too dangerous here.
All my life, I got to see all the cars that hit cars. They didn't see the cars. See the big cars, you know they're going to hit you. Riding bicycles and e-bikes and things. I think they're almost targeted.
In the dark with no taillights, that's a good way to get hurt.
Barry, you might can get away with riding a bike.
A lot of traffic southbound. 5:26.
The closure when I got on this morning, so maybe it's that that wave hitting you.
Control yet. Smoke here from the house coming off of the mountains.
Be riding down Highway 11 yesterday, you can get a good view of it. I see it. Part of Highway 11 is closed off this morning.
Had any thunderstorms or anything? Any idea how these things started?
Had some irresponsible teenagers that were hiking up through there.
Are they being irresponsible, I wonder?
No idea on that one.
For a while, so if they were running a campfire or something, that could be part of it. I don't know.
Yesterday, I mean, I wouldn't even think to start a campfire.
In there, that is probably the issue. I think.
If those teenagers a pee test, you'd find out what they were doing up there.
Who it was then, right?
Four of them. I think they're waiting to get more details to see if they're going to charge them.
Last night they said charges would be forthcoming today.
That lady down there, down by the beach, she was burning some stuff in the backyard, got away, caused that big forest fire down there.
In the mountains, is it just forest, or is it getting structures, or what?
Undergrowth in the forest.
Get it taken care of before it gets to any structures.
Table Rock fire. What was that, like 2014 or 16 or something?
16.
Well, 10 years ago.
Does it?
Remember it.
That's like from here. It looked like just about all the mountains were burning.
From burning now. I mean, you got Table Rock, you got all the way over in Polk County, and it looked like there might be one up on Pinnacle this morning when I come out.
Yeah. Paul's brother lives over there. Shane and Mike in mind, because they both live over that way by the Table Rock fire.
I'm at my first stop, so y'all be careful. Have a great day, and maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Good day, WTJKT.
7-3, Patrick. Have a good one. KN4TFW.
With it, Tim. We'll see what's going on in the news here. Guys, we'll catch y'all later. Eric, Ken, Patrick, anybody else listening, catch y'all later. N4AZE.
Good one, WTJKT.
7-3, dude. Have a good one. KN4TFW. It's supposed to be smoky up through here today, they're saying, once the sun gets up and the wind starts blowing.
I've been out of the southwest, so it's been blowing all the smoke to the northeast. North Carolina has a fire and smoke map, and at least last night, that's what it looked like it was doing. Over the weekend, it was more of a northwesterly wind, and it was blowing smoke all the way over into Shelby and everything. But, yeah, hopefully, there's that band of rain coming through this morning. Hopefully that tamps it down just a little bit.
I know they said the Table Rock fire, zero contained. Susan took a picture of the helicopter carrying the water bucket.
In Polk County were 0% contained as of last night. They've been burning since Wednesday.
Went out on 26. I think it was like Thursday or Friday.
What are you talking about?
26 north of Spartanburg. I think it was Friday. It was like it started out a brush fire on the side of the interstate. It was really smoky. It had traffic backed up bad.
Brush fires around Shelby and Cleveland County. The county finally issued a total burn ban on Friday that covers like smoke, fire pits and charcoal grills and whatever else. But people are still burning stuff. When we were driving down to the Broad River Trail to go running on Saturday morning, 30 mile an hour winds, and some idiot's out back burning a pile of crap in his backyard. And gonna burn everything down because people are just selfish. They don't understand that things are dangerous.
Yeah, we were riding up through the mountains up by Chattooga River yesterday, and there's a little campfire going down by the river.
There's over in Polk County is up against the Green River, and everybody's just hoping it doesn't jump the river somehow.
Much with all the wind. Especially if you got some green wood that's doing a lot of popping.
And from Helene, too.
Right, we went to Paris Mountain yesterday, did a little short hike, and man, the trees down were just unbelievable. I mean, big trees.
The moisture in here and the winds will die down a little bit and give these guys a chance to get these fires under control because they're growing pretty good out there over the weekend.
You're right about that. I know, I can't think of his call sign, ends in NXZ, Mike. He lives up there kind of close to Table Rock. You could see that he sent a picture. You could see the flames from his back porch.
You get a good feeling, can it?
For sure. I'd be pretty nervous. I mean, I'd be trying to wet some stuff down to get it really damp where maybe... And I know his house got a tin roof. That's got to help a little bit, right?
But, we need a good solid day of rain, that's for sure.
See that happening in the next 10 days.
A shower this morning, maybe, but, not much help in the forecast.
5 or 6 raindrops hit the windshield, and that's it for this morning.
Showers is further north up in western North Carolina this morning, so hopefully it's going to be pushing east this morning. We're supposed to get a good shower passing through, I noticed a lot of the radar looked yellow, so that's a pretty good amount of water. So hopefully it helps.
Fingers crossed. Control the gates. I'm gonna say 7-3. You be safe out there today and this afternoon riding home, and I'll catch you again later in the week. KN4 TFW.
I'm talking to you this morning. Hope you have a good day, and we'll catch you on later this week. This is WTUJKT 73.